need to. We are now on the last bill. Wait, there are two. Taxation Laws Amendment Bill. What is this? Containing the lead. Okay. Honorable members, subsequent to the bill being presented to the untabled in Parliament, the Minister has written a letter to us through the chairperson proposing technical correction to clause 8 of the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 18 of 2019 for the consideration in terms of section 14 of the Money Bill and Related Matters Act 2009. The letter was written last week. We requested that the letter be circulated also to members so that you don't come here and be surprised. I'm not sure whether from Treasurer or SARS anybody wants to speak to the bill, then we'll request Advocate Jenkins on the side of Parliament to explain to members what is the implication of what the Minister is proposing here.
So Chair, thank you for this. As you know, this bill, you've seen it in a draft form, and today you're seeing it now as the actual table bill. So this is B18, just so that members are clear which bill we're looking at, the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill. So in this bill, Chair, we've made, compared to the draft bill, the changes we've made was dealt with in the response document, okay? And then we've made the technical adjustments. We've also, just separate from this, we can talk about this, but if you remember, there was a clause that we were still talking to the motor car industry. That clause, we've had discussions that clearly are problems. So beyond the response document, we've also withdrawn that clause. What's the clause number?
It used to be clause 65.
Okay, the ad valorem excise duty on motor vehicles. So that's the only change from the last session on the draft bill that you have. We can come to that later. I'm just flagging that. Then once the bill, because this is a money bill, we picked up an error and a correction that needs to be made, as the Chair has outlined. And for that, it requires a process which involves the Minister. It's a technical correction, and Advocate Jenkins can explain that, that the Minister has written this letter, brought this to the attention of the Committee for its consideration, and it relates to a definition of hybrid equity investment. But Younger can just explain that, but Chair, I don't know if you want to deal with the process or shall we just deal with what the amendment is, and then Advocate Jenkins can explain the process, because you need to deal with, I don't know the exact name, but the money, the money bills procedure something act. Just say what the change is.
After the bill was tabled, there was a technical error that we spotted in clause 8 of the bill on the definition of hybrid equity instrument. It is important to note that the changes to this clause 8 were not policy proposals. They were not mentioned in the budget. It was just clarification of the definition to hybrid equity instrument. And after the bill has been tabled, it came to our attention that the words like determined with reference to are too wide and they can be interpreted widely, and we must replace the words with words constituting a return of. So that is the technical correction of which Advocate Jenkins is going to relate to. So this is the clarification of the scope of the definition of hybrid equity instrument. It's not a policy change. We're just clarifying the definition.
So do you want to keep asking what the change
is?
You just have to add
about
four words.
Yes, so Sir said that we took out the word determined with reference to and replaced with constituting a return of.
Who are your law drafters?
We are the local drafters. Okay, in terms of treasury, we do draft the legislation, but we take it to the state law advisor, so we check the legislation together with them regarding the constitutional requirements.
So they only check for constitutionality but not the content of it. And Chair, I mean, unfortunately in the text arena these things come up. So say in this case, obviously potential taxpayers have come and said, hey, you know, do you realize what this means? And so we've had to just re-look at that. So that's it's the only way sometimes you pick up some of these things.
Okay, next time you must do a lot of editing before you bring bills to Parliament, because they've got serious implications for taxpayers, and then it will implicate Parliament. It's no longer your bill, it's an act of Parliament. Then it's the Speaker who is taken to court, not the Minister of Finance. And we're going to lose the case. Like what happened with the land, what is that land bill that we lost at the Constitutional Court? The motive and the purpose of that land bill is what the public wants to see happening. But because of technicalities, you remember that one where the date of claim had to be retrospective instead of 1913, it has to be even starting from 18 something, because of some of these things. Because people who take us to court, they don't look at the object, they look on the technicalities. Yeah, and say, yeah, you didn't do this, yeah, and they find you then. So it's quite very important. Advocate Jenkins, can you come in then so that we can start moving clause by clause with members understanding what it means, what is contained in the minister's proposal?
Thank you, Honourable Chair, members, colleagues. Chair, the way, first of all, we had a quite extensive discussions between myself, National Treasury, and SARS. Yesterday also with the other support staff to the committee, the content and the researcher, content advisor and researcher. Chair, the letter from the minister proposes amendments in terms of section 14 of the Money Bills and Related Matters Act. That's now the name of that act. In fact, one should be grateful for National Treasury to propose that amendment because the Act's name was too long. But in terms of the Moneyball and Related Matters Act, the Minister may propose amendments to make technical corrections to a Moneyball, which can be a revenue bill or an appropriation bill. In this case, it's a revenue bill. So the question that one immediately has when there are amendments proposed in terms of this Moneyball and Related Matters Act is, are we compliant with the Act? And to be compliant with this Act, the proposed amendments from the Minister must fall into that category of technical amendments. If it doesn't fall into that, it must be an amendment coming from the committee to a revenue bill, and that's in terms of Section 11 of the Act. Now, to answer the question whether we are compliant with the Act, to answer the question whether the minister's proposal are technical corrections, we look at the two things. One, basically look at the purpose of the Act and look at the effect of the amendments proposed by the minister. Now, the purpose of the Act is to put a procedure there, as Section 77(3) of the Constitution requires, a procedure to amend money bills. And there's certain highlights in this procedure. In other words, if we use the procedure as a committee to make the amendments, there's a consultation process with the minister, there's a heightened requirement for public participation. And when the committee then reports on the amendments that the committee itself wants to put into the bill, in terms of revenue bills, in any event, you have to indicate in the report how we are complying with Section 8(5) of the Act. And Section 8(5) lists five or six principles of fiscal discipline. Are we burdening future generations with debt? Is the relationship between the income and expenditure of government proportionate? In other words, is the fiscal framework sustainable? What is the effect of any amendments on the fiscal framework? What's the effect of any amendments on the delivery of social services? When it comes to, and in addition to these, when we're dealing with a revenue bill, the Act requires that we look at the proportion of various taxes, whether it's in line with international trends, and looking at the ease of tax collection, etc., etc. So when one looks at these principles, it appears that these are concerned with the changes that an amendment would have on the fiscal framework, on the way we collect revenue, on the way we expend money. Now, when we looked at I'll put that on one side, that's one leg of the argument. The other leg of the argument is the effect of the proposed amendments by the minister. When we look at those, there's no effect on the fiscal framework. It's, as one would call it, it's budget neutral. So there would be no use in going through the process of ascertaining whether any of these amendments have an effect on the fiscal framework. It would basically be an empty paragraph in the report of the committee. And that factor indicated, or at least pointed me to the way of thinking that this amendment, being budget neutral, does not have to go through that process, and we can accept it as a proposed amendment to make a technical correction by the minister in terms of Section 14 of the Act. So, Chair, that is the advice. The way forward for the committee is to look at these amendments, and as explained by my colleagues from SARS, and we also had a look at it, and the effect of the amendment is just to make it tighter, the definition tighter. Doesn't bring anything new in it. But that's the committee's decision. So the committee must take a formal decision here to accept the minister's proposed amendments in terms of Section 14 and report it as such, if the committee is of the view that it should be in the Act. And from there one can move on. But there's no need, from the way I've interpreted the Money Bills and Related Matters Act, to have further public hearings on these proposed amendments. Of course, there's no need to consult the minister because the minister is proposing it. So, Chair, that's my input. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Jenkins. That's the explanation in regard to the letter returned to us by the minister. So, can we move to the bill itself and read it in conjunction with the attachment, amendment agreed to, clause 8, with the explanation there. So, it's quite a long bill. That's just 98 clauses. It's 100. Okay, yeah. The short title is number 100. So what I'll do, instead of moving clause by clause, because it will take too much of our time, Let's just take 8 minutes. We'll be okay, but we read silently. Then later, I will request to try to find out from members if they have got questions for clarity. And then for the adoption, including the proposal from the minister. So we can take 8 minutes going through what is contained here.
Sorry, sorry.
Okay, members, is there any clarity seeking question, comment? We have been given clarity in regard to clause 8. With the attachment there and the explanation from Treasury SARS and from the parliamentary legal section advocate. So if there is clarity seeking question or comment, members are invited to do so. Okay. I think members are satisfied that they have gone through the bill and also the proposal of the minister. Can somebody move for the adoption of the bill, including the amendment of clause 8? As that has to be recorded. Honorable Abrams.
Chair, I move that the committee adopt the entire bill together with the amendment.
Thanks, Honorable Abrams. Any second? Honorable Mavileta, second. So, the legal section without treasurer or parliament will have to redraft the bill to effect what we have amended in clause 8, so that it doesn't go to, it's not purchased it with an attachment. It should be one piece of a bill, but will also indicate that in the report that there has been this proposal of an amendment from the minister. I think it's contained in paragraph 4 of the report. Let's move to the report, Mr. Mumet.
To be clear, so the committee is accepting the B bill that we have with the amendments. I just, for the record, I'm just putting that, which involves those changes. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Let's move to the report of the Standing Committee on Finance on the Taxation Amendment Bill. Taxation Laws Amendment Bill, B18-2019. What is this B18A and B18B? Advocate Jenkins, which one do we take here for record?
Chairperson, the A list, or the A version, is the amendments, the proposed amendments from the minister. So what the committee does with that is what you have done already by adopting the bill with amendments, is you've approved the A list. That A list then gets put into the bill as introduced, and it becomes the B version of the bill. So what this committee is reporting to the House, in effect, is the B version of the bill. Although there's all kinds of talk, but isn't it the House that must make the B version? But the committee approves the A list, which are the amendments, and then reports a B bill for approval by the House. So we will report an amended bill to the House with the correct version, which will be the B version, and that will be considered by the House. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. So this is the report of the Standing Committee on Finance on Taxation Laws Amendment Bill, B18B 2019, National Assembly, Section 77, dated 20 November 2019, page 1. Page 2, paragraph 4, will have to give effect to what we've adopted in regard to, as you can see, that it's a draft statement. So we want to have Jenkins in a report of Parliament. It was for the, otherwise it would be a very big person in this country to be in the report of Parliament. So this was for our purpose. So that paragraph 4 will be properly drafted, that the bill was adopted with amendment of clause 8, which says the following, so that Parliament has a clear explanation why we did that and how did we arrive at it. Page 3. Page 4. Can a member move for the adoption of the report? Okay, no problems. By the way, you are an English teacher.
Of course,
sir. That's why you are good doing all this technical editing. Thanks very much, Honorable Abrams. So there is D and D. And if you say D, the next one must have the capital letter. You know, English must write these things in Afrikaans. So it is going to be very easy. It won't even be this long. It will be very short. Or maybe close once. English is too complicated. And I think that's what it makes it difficult for drafters. English is... Yeah, because of root. Not only to that's a word. Because the guy do many about words, the one who carries the case along. Okay, who has moved for the adoption? Honorable Abrams, second. Honorable Sosan, second. I think we have Honorable Rebecca. For record, okay, put it on the.
The EFF object. Abstain.
Okay, thanks, Honorable Rebecca. Any announcement? Next Tuesday, is it the financial sector? Okay, what time is it by then?